By listening to the Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up, you can pause it at any time. With iPrimus, you can pause your internet bill so you won't pay when you go on holiday. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
A little experiment happened on the Eastern Freeway yesterday. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but the red light style cameras capable of photographing drivers illegally using their mobile phones was tested. So for 5 hours on one lane of the Eastern Freeway, they were seeing how the technology went, and 270 culprits were detected during a 5 hour test. Quite a lot of people using their mobiles. And it was interesting, the photographs, they've reported what people were doing. People were texting with both hands. Multiple phones in their lap, fiddling with devices on the passenger seat. Several were snapped using an iPad. Whoa. Where they're truly stepping things
That's
up in the car.
Next level?
Catching up on Netflix?
What the hell's going on?
It was interesting because, and look, I think this is a great thing. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm, you know, a great citizen and I've never done it. Of course. I mean, it's that one of the hardest things I find is not touching my mobile phone in the car. When I say touching, I don't make phone calls. I don't hold it while I'm driving. But it's very tempting when you're sitting at the traffic lights and you can see, oh, we're going to be here for about 3 or 4 minutes. It's very tempting to pick up your phone and have a quick look.
I think
have I got any messages? Have I got any emails?
Someone who's not saying that out loud is thinking it and they know that they've done it.
And I've been done. I don't mind saying I've been fined for using my phone. And when I used it, I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I was actually stopped at the lights. And I play Trixie's songs through the car. Mm. So a lot of her nursery rhymes. And she wanted a new song. She was like, I don't want to listen to that. I want to listen to Seesaw Marjorie Door or something. And I had to do that. I had to pick up the phone to get through my iTunes to get to her song.
Good track. Good call.
But suddenly I get the sirens and I got done.
Wow.
And fair enough.
I've been done before.
But it's so tempting to the point where I put my mobile phone in my handbag in the back seat.
Good.
It's the only way I can stop myself. And I hate that I'm so tempted. But the thing is, this is now a stat, they're saying. More accidents happen on our roads because of distractions, a driver being distracted, than drinking or drugs or speeding. Isn't that amazing? Distractions are what are killing people on our roads.
And the laws are in place for the drink driving and for the speeding, but this is an example of a law in place in the future for distracted driving.
Yeah, I got done years ago for being on my phone, and you can just connect your phone to the car now. So I just do that. Every time I get in, it's connected to the car. I don't need to touch it because if anyone rings, you just press, bang, and it comes through. But I think it's like 3 points, demerit points.
Yeah.
So you don't get many of them.
No, you don't. And look, so I know, look, there'll be lots of people going, don't want this. But let's be honest, it is better for us. It's better for our safety. And it'll hopefully change our habits if more and more of these cameras happen. But because sometimes you do see things. Like I know any time I've been, and fortunately since I've done this job, none of us, the three of us aren't in morning traffic, peak hour traffic. But when you see someone eating their cereal and you're like, how are you doing that? And there's a plate there for toast. It's like actually having like a 3-course meal in the car.
Little buffet. And I think most cars, it's so dangerous, and especially now that I've got a 17-year-old and you guys will be coming up to this in later years, but they are glued to their phones. They live their life through their phone. They're always texting and they're always messaging and they're always on Instagram. Every car should be fitted that you can put your phone through the car. Because I worry that they're going to get on the phone and just be at the lights and then bang and then she'll go off and think it's a red light, green light and go through. It's so worrying for parents, especially with teenage kids, because the Gen Y kids, literally, I know it happens with everyone, but they're so on
all
their
over
phone.
It, yeah.
Literally, they
so
have
what
dinner
and they're
on the phone.
Have you seen while you've been in your car? Like, what have you noticed where you're like, that person can't, what? They're reading a book?
Yeah.
Like, you can't read and drive.
Read a book?
That's amazing.
Surprise, Fev. This is a thing in 131060. That's why we're asking the question. What have you seen someone doing in their car?
I don't read a book at home.
In an Uber. With an Uber driver who was not listening to the cricket. He was watching the cricket. So he had it streamed. He had his phone set up in a bracket and he was just watching the cricket. It's like, mate, I reckon maybe watch the road.
Great for you, though.
Well, some good shots were being played, but unbelievable. 13, 10, 60 is the number. We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Distracted driving is the new problem on the roads. Big tests are being done to capture people using their mobiles while they drive. But Fifi, you've opened the phones on 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, this is all because those red light style cameras capable of photographing drivers illegally using their mobiles was tested yesterday on the Eastern Freeway. 270 people were caught. That nothing happened to them, that this was just
a trial. Yep.
But we've just said, because distractions are such a big thing for causing accidents, what have you seen someone doing in a car? Melissa, hi.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Melissa. Now, you're watching something right now.
I'm stuck in traffic on the freeway listening to you guys. I literally look to my right and there's a guy in his black Camry shaving.
See?
Wow. Having a shave.
I wonder if that
he's literally shaving, like, you know, with those chunky ones.
Yeah.
He's
got the cup of water and he's dipping his little brush in there.
Got the mirror going. Look, we'll take more of these calls. Distracted driving, 13, 10, 60. It's the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
It's official now that distractions lead to the biggest fatalities and accidents on our roads than drinking or speeding. So yesterday on the Eastern Freeway, this red light camera was set up to trial and caught 270 culprits. People in their cars using their mobile phones. So that was a trial. But if it comes in, thousands are going to get done a
massive day.
And we were just saying, and look, this is a good thing. And I think the three of us have certainly in the studio all said we've all been guilty of it. It's very difficult. We are all, particularly in this life now where you're addicted, or like your mobile is an extension of your hand.
Yeah.
It's very hard to put it down. And just a quick tip, I honestly do believe this. If you can put it in the back seat or the boot, you can't touch it and there's no temptation. I reckon that is a really good tip.
And
great
it can
tip,
still
Boxy.
Be
I do it.
Connected via Bluetooth if you do that. So
that's
what
I do.
Yeah, if you do it properly. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you know what, you drive and you go, I need to quickly send that message. No, I can't do it. So you it's good.
What a good one for next year.
What?
Boxy's tips.
Oh, like a new segment.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have many more. anyway,
it's called Boxy's Tip. It's just one annual tip.
We have asked the question, what have you seen someone doing in their car? Stefan in Avondale Heights. Hi, Stefan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Stefan. Well, what have you seen somebody doing that you couldn't believe in their
car? Yeah, so this was about a year ago. A mate and I were going to class and we saw a young female cutting her hair.
Oh!
Wow.
Just like driving with scissors and cutting her hair.
She had scissors, yeah. We were pretty worried about where those scissors were going to end up because, yeah, the cars were moving. But,
whoa.
Yeah, not something you see every day. And I actually took a photo of it because I didn't think anyone would believe me. So I'm probably going to send that through to the Facebook page later on today.
Great. We'd love to.
Send it to us first. We'll
blur her identity and privacy issues.
Yeah, obviously.
But wow, could you hear
where would their hair go?
Makeup, but hairdressing.
Yeah. Gee. That's
We've got to clean that up.
I know. You do see some strange things,
don't you? Just go down a runway room and get a haircut.
Did
great
you just
down there.
Plug your wife's business?
Maybe.
Dave in Berwick. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Dave. What about you? Have you seen something in a car that you couldn't believe?
Yeah, it was actually yesterday. Drove into work, going from set of lights to set of lights. Every time we stopped, there was a lady who was doing her knitting.
See, this is the interesting one, Dave, because there'll be people, and when I think about people who've been stung using their mobile, and everyone I was, when you look around, you're like, knitters should be persecuted too. Like, why? So there are obviously things people are doing
that
which they shouldn't be doing.
That should be a higher fine because that's two hands.
I mean, exactly. And they're sharp needles.
Sure.
You slam the brakes on, you could poke an eye out.
Boxy's tip.
There's another tip. Don't knit in the car. Thanks, Dave. Hayden in Melton. Hi, Hayden.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Hayden. What have you seen someone doing in a car?
Me and my apprentice seen a guy blowing a trumpet.
And we have our winner.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Guys, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. I tell you what, I keep hearing about this Bitcoin thing. I remember hearing about it a few years ago and what a fizzer it was. And now all I hear are these rumblings of, you got to get in, you got to get in. And now Bitcoin is, of course, this digital currency. Fev, you said to me the other day, you could buy one for $14,000 a Bitcoin, and now today, $17,000. Oh. So anyone who bought one's already made $3,000 in a week.
Do you remember the movie Facebook?
Yes.
Do you remember how Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg.
The movie was about the formation of Facebook.
Yes, and yes. He ripped off those two twins.
Yes.
The Rowers.
Well,
he paid them out. He stole their idea.
Yes.
I read an article the other day out of the New York Post, and they brought them at 10 cents. They're the first billionaire Bitcoins. They're on it.
Well, it has been a rocky road, though, Fev, because remember you told me the other day about the guy that bought a couple of pizzas with all his Bitcoins the other day, and he could now have $100 million.
Yes,
instead, he bought two pizzas.
And these guys said they've seen this movie before, Clang, because it's Facebook, and they reckon it's going to go off. Bitcoin.
Well,
it's gone off.
Okay, let's just, if anyone's listening, yes, it may be, people are also, let's give this the balance it requires. People are also saying, or you could lose all your money. So it can go either way.
Right.
Like, yes, go for it, but it might not work out. You never know with these things. Risky business is what I like to call it.
Really?
Now, Lily Allen, she's joined the chorus of people saying that she could have been a multimillionaire. She said about 5 years ago, someone asked her to stream a gig live on a Second Life for hundreds of thousands of Bitcoins.
Oh, what?
And she said, #idiot. So she would have made £1.68 billion.
Wow.
That's like double Australian dollars.
Double and a half.
That's amazing. That is phenomenal. So poor Lily is sitting there going, I could have been.
Could have been so beautiful. It's a could have been.
Could have been a billionaire. And what a great time to bring back a segment we love. What could have been? Oh, Tiffany, I can't get enough of it. But this is the anything in your life when you think about. I often say I could have married Prince Frederick of Denmark if I'd just gone to the slip-in that night that he met Princess Mary, because I'd been there the night before. I mean, there are lots of elements. He'd have to be attracted to short blondes and not tall, leggy brunettes.
Sure.
I mean, there's lots of other things that might have had to have happened.
Could have been.
But it could have been.
Love it.
What could have happened? Could you have made money? Could you have had a great job? What did you pass on in this life? And now you think to yourself,
it could have been so beautiful. Thank you, Tiffany. 131060 is the number with your coulda beans. We'll take your calls next on The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A lot of people over the last few years have probably been tempted by Bitcoin, the digital currency that seems to have surged. It's had a spike in its volume recently to the point that people are probably kicking themselves if they didn't invest. And one of those people is Lily Allen, because she was offered, and this is the thing, it wasn't even a case of she didn't have to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
She, about 5 years ago, someone asked her to do a live gig and they'd pay her in Bitcoin. So they would have paid her hundreds of thousands of Bitcoins.
Oh.
So if she'd said yes, that would have equated today to £1.68 billion, which is how many Australian dollars, Fev?
Oh, it's 2.5 times, so about nearly 300.
About 300, no, not no, three. About
$3 billion.
Dollars. Lily Allen.
A lot of money.
In her social media post, she did #idiot. But there's nothing worse in life when you look back and you go, oh, what could have been? If I'd zigged and not zagged. Yeah, what could have been?
I just told Byron, it happened last year, and I'd thought I'd won like second division in Tats Lotto. And I was up and about, was it about 30 or 40 grand?
Mm.
And I rang Alex, woohoo, bang, never buy a Tats Lotto ticket. Anyway, I think it was downstairs. I went down to collect it downstairs of this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, got the little tattersall thing there and put it in that said a non-winning ticket. I was like, what? Hey, dude. And because I hadn't seen the numbers, I Googled it, you know, the tats numbers, and it was the week before's numbers.
Oh.
So those week before numbers on this week's ticket.
You were week off.
So I had to do the old call to Schnooksy. She went nuts. You idiot. Anyway.
No, that could have been.
Could have been.
You could have been a lot richer.
Just a week later. Yeah, I could have been richer.
Lots of Jasmine in Bundoora. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, guys.
Jasmine, it's a bit of a nostalgic, sentimental segment. What could have been in your life?
It's not actually my could have been, it's my husband's. So about over 10 years ago now, he was over in the States playing college ball. So he actually missed an opportunity to play against LeBron James.
Oh, that's basketball, boxing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. LeBron's one of the ones I know. Oh, Jasmine, he had that story forever.
I know. And it was just that little bit too far. So the teacher said, nah, it's, you know, he's an upcoming basketballer, but yeah.
Well, you know, he could have been Oklahoma.
No.
Could have,
Cavs.
Jasmine's husband could be Brendan Favola sitting here in a Chris Goulding t-shirt.
Yeah, CG43. It's all about the Helping Hoops Melbourne.
Fan memorabilia are you wearing there for your friend?
No, it's for helping kids.
It is, it's lovely.
And I bought it online.
Beautiful. Jeannie in Melton.
Just trying to
Thank
have fun.
You for that, Jasmine. Hi, Jeannie. Byron. Hey. Byron, can you do your job now?
What would you like? Oh,
I'm
sorry. Here we go.
Jeannie.
This is your.
No, I want Jeannie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. We'll move on to Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, how you going?
Jeannie, I'm so sorry. Byron forgot that he could have been a panel operator, but he failed. Jeannie, what could have been in your
He's
life?
Replaced.
I constantly and every day for the last probably 4 years have been reminded that I didn't let my husband buy Bitcoin.
Oh!
Yeah, so he wanted to invest and buy about 5 of them when they were quite cheap, and I said, oh, you're a bloody loser, and we're not doing that. And now every time I want something for a birthday, he says, well, could have had that if you hadn't let me buy those Bitcoins.
That'd be about 95 grand now.
That is.
Whoa. Okay, Fev, don't rub it in.
No, it's tough.
Sorry, Jeannie. Now, finally, Craig in Pakenham. Hi, Craig.
Pakenham.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Craig,
hey,
how's
Fev,
Pakenham?
You rock, Fev.
Thanks, Craig.
He does. He's a
good
boy.
Well, I'm the one that lives in Pakenham, but fair enough. Give Fev a shout out.
You're annoying.
Mate, when I was a sales rep, every morning I rock up to the job in the morning. And we'd buy a Tatsuto ticket, coffee, whatever.
No.
This one morning, I didn't rock up. 3 of them bought a Tatsuto ticket.
No.
$35 million.
Oh,
Craig!
Oh, my God. Surely
the guys,
they cut you in on it.
They got all that money.
$35 million, and I got dicks. Nothing.
Oh, Craig.
It's a technical
That's
term.
That's almost like I'd move interstate.
What the
I couldn't
hell?
I'd sure. be around those people.
One of the persons was a lollipop kid. You know, street sign at the front.
They get paid well.
He does get paid well.
Yeah, they get paid well with lollipop.
Now he does nothing.
I thought it was a volunteer job.
No, you get paid really well.
Less about the lollipop wage.
Hey, but I'll tell
Back
you
to
right
the 35
now,
million
I'll
that he
right
lost.
Now, if
you
we,
mean the lollipop guy?
Yeah, the lollipop
I thought you meant like at school crossings.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
sure
the guy.
That's volunteer.
Yeah, okay. No, that's not, they get paid.
Sure, just hey, because someone on the line that just missed 35 million.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm going to say, if we all put in each week for a Tatsuto ticket,
no.
And then on the Tuesday you were sick or something and you didn't get in. I'd split you in.
I reckon you would.
100%.
What are they doing, Craig?
I know. They just totally suck. And I'm stuck in traffic still driving to work.
Oh.
Flattening.
Would you cut us in?
Absolutely.
No, I think she would too. I believe
she... thing and we were a trio and we did our Tats Lotto tickets every week and just because you were sick for a day, no.
Byron wouldn't even tell us. You wouldn't, would you?
I'd be out of here.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Missmas. All I want for Christmas is you.
It is a tradition on this show, Fifi, and you've been driving these Missmas reunions for years now, yet another one this morning on the Fox.
Yeah, what we do every year, and we love it, because Christmas is a time when you want to be with your loved ones, and often, for whatever reasons, you're on a different side of the country, or sometimes on the different side of the world to people you love. So we open a registry and say, contact us if there's someone you want us to, I guess, reunite you with. And on this occasion, we flew someone from all over the other side of the world.
Absolutely, it was all thanks to Crown. Christmas lights up at Crown. Visit crownmelbourne.com.au for details.
Beck and Coral have been friends for as long as they can remember. They grew up together as children in Australia, but Coral and her family moved to England, and it's been 20 years since they've seen each other in person. Coral's father recently passed away, and Beck was devastated that she wasn't able to be there for her friend.
Yeah, my dad died. He just died a month ago.
Oh.
And my mum died 3 years ago, so they've always been there for us. Like, for me and my brother, they've always been really good, all of them.
Beck entered our competition hoping to reconnect with Coral. With the help of her mum, Doris, we've flown Coral all the way over from the UK to surprise her. Beck thinks she's won a runners-up prize at Crown, including a photo with Santa, but little did she know it was actually Coral dressed up as Santa. Beck has no idea what's about to happen.
Nice and close, we're all family here. Okay, I'm gonna count from three. And three, two, one. Yep, excellent. Thank you.
Hi.
No.
You okay? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here.
I was dying to tell you.
Are you okay?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say.
Hi, Beck.
Hi,
Beck. How are you going?
I'm very well. I'm very surprised.
Coral Santa. Who would have thought?
Santa. I thought Santa looked a little short.
And how do you feel? We haven't seen each other for like 20 years.
It's been about 20 years since we last saw each other, yes.
And how does this make you feel?
I just don't even know what to say. It's been so long.
I know.
We spoke on the phone and we more recently, you know, online, but in person, this is amazing. Coral now has a little baby girl.
I know, and she's here.
Yeah, well.
She's here. She's so cute. She's over there.
She's fallen asleep.
She's been awake since
she's
one
so
day.
Cute. So we've flown Coral over from Manchester for our Missmas, just to see you.
That's amazing.
After 20 years, and you thought you were getting the second
prize.
Thank you
guys so much. Oh, the second prize was awesome. The Christmas thing was awesome that we just watched.
And how are you feeling, Coral?
Good.
Yeah.
I've got babysit now.
Definitely. Oh my gosh.
It's really good.
I can't believe you're here. Well,
they say people come, they say people go. This particular diamond was extra special.
And also, Coral's gone through some hard times of late. You weren't able to
be
there.
Yeah.
And that's why we thought we'd get you together. And obviously with the tragedy that happened with our dad, and you can now
catch up properly.
Yeah, and not over Skype, but in person.
Yeah, exactly. And you're finally in Australia. How many years is it taking you to get here?
I've never been here.
It had to take me to get on a competition.
I said to her the week before, I found out though, I said I was going to come next year, didn't I? I said I was going to come next year.
I didn't believe you.
No, I was definitely, me and Scott were going to come next year. So,
thank you now, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, well, Missmas does it again. Beck and Coral reunited after 20 years. The video is on our Facebook page. Fifi, Fev, Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
There's lots of people listening who would assume that the pest of our show was in the studio, either Byron, myself or Fev. We can all be pests.
Sure.
But what we're fast learning is that our executive producer, Leon Shergren, is the biggest pest in this team and is really pesting it up in public. Now, he has decided to make his, ambition in life, other than producing this show, to get a reaction from people on stage.
Right.
So a few weeks ago, who could forget, he was at a Lord concert. There's Lord up on stage and Leon shouts out.
Even with these lights, you know.
Love you!
I love you too, very much.
Very much.
He got it, he got it back.
And he got it, I love you.
From Lord.
Now, Leon and I and Byron, we've worked together a long time and on another show, and we've always played this game, the I love you game. Now, Leon, you're nailing the I love you game.
Thank you.
So you set the bar so high last night, though, that I even thought, well, you're an idiot. I mean, what are you doing? Sir Paul McCartney,
no,
an actual Beatle,
no,
is up on stage performing, and Leon said, "I'm going to get an 'I Love You' from Sir Paul McCartney."
Out of respect, he shouldn't even try. That's a Beatle.
Yeah, you never. And first of all, don't heckle a Beatle, and two, as if Sir Paul McCartney is ever going to acknowledge you,
no
Leon.
No chance.
Well, then this happened.
Love you, Paul.
I love you too, man.
Actually joking.
So Paul McCartney has said "I love you too, man" to Leon, and then Leon, to really pest it right up, a few, I guess, songs later, decided to hit Paul up.
No, no,
for
again.
Another
quit
"I
while,
love you."
Quit while you're ahead, mate.
No, he's gone back in again.
Let's have a listen.
Still love you, Paul.
I love you, man.
Leon, I think you and Sir Paul McCartney are now in a relationship.
Great rapport.
There's nowhere to go from here.
Is that your highlight of your career? Or?
Well, name someone. I'll get them.
There's no one bigger.
Beyonce.
Well, that's hard.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
It's no surprise to us or anyone who follows Fev on Instagram, particularly his Insta stories, he watches a fair bit of television of an afternoon. And I love it because you often film the TV you're watching.
He does the stock.
Anyway, all the times you're working hard and you're cooking in the kitchen and doing things, you don't film that stuff. You just film the stuff. I know the perspective from your lounge
I'm actually
or your
doing
couch
something.
Very well. Right. I can almost tell you how many drawers are in your entertainment unit. The photo sitting by the TV. I'm across it all. But anyway, so last night you were watching Family Feud with Len Dog.
Yeah.
And you were heckling the contestant at the time, Joey.
With your daughter, Len Dog. Wow.
What's this, Len? If he gets a zero, he's got all zeros.
Now I'm proud of him, man. You can do this. Stay back, says.
That's the worst I've ever seen.
It was uncharted territory, guys.
You said it's the worst you've ever seen. You got all zeros, so you've had a bit of a heckle of him. And then, Fev, what popped up in your inbox?
Yeah, I got an inbox saying, "What do you reckon? I'm no good, big dog. Reckon you could do better than me, Fev? Challenge me to the feud. Step up to the plate." Little did he know that I said, "Been on it twice, mate. Whatever. Got the chocolates," which I did.
Would have been Celebrity Family Feud.
So Joey has come in, trash talked you. You've written back, "Been on it twice," and I've won. And then
he's written straight up, "30 seconds of fame has got to me head. I was keen on more airtime. I've got a head for TV, not radio. Not that you'd know about that."
Whoa!
Shot fired.
Bang.
You know what, Fev?
He's right. But
Joey, he's gone out 5-0 last night on Family Feud. You two have had a trash talking argument over social media. Well, let's put you to the test, Joey to the test. Up next, we're going to reunite you with your new foe, your nemesis. Oh,
see, this is why I don't sit in meetings.
This
I bring
is
up
great.
Content and then you backfire.
It's Fev versus Joey from Family Feud. Up next, playing a game of Family Feud.
Oh, stay tuned. Can't wait.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Okay, this is going to be a bit of fun. Brendan Favola was watching Family Feud last night and he was heckling poor Joey. Joey was having a shocker, but there was Fev on the lounge heckling him via Instagram.
What's this, Len? If he gets a zero, he's got all zeros.
Now I'm proud of him, man. You can do this. Stay back, says.
That's the worst I've ever seen.
Now, you've ended up with a trash-talking fight on Instagram.
It's pretty fun.
It is fun, where Joey's given a bit back to you. And we thought, you know what, let's resolve this once and for all. We've got Joey from Diamond Creek on the line. Are you there, Joey?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. How's it going?
Oh, Joey, well done. You know,
had a stinker.
You had a go, though. You looked great.
He looked good.
Oh, well, obviously, last night, my answers last night went about as good as Fev's stint in Brisbane. So,
yeah!
You didn't get any money. I got 3.6. What?
Okay, so here we go, Joey. We're going to put this to bed. This is your chance to beat Fev. So, we're going to play a little game of Family Feud. I've got some questions on hand.
We need Grant, Daniel.
No, you can't get Grant. You got me today.
Okay.
Grant's busy.
Even better.
What was that?
Even better.
Oh, thank you, Joey. He's better. I'm
That would have been an interesting decision.
Okay, so both former weather presenters for Sunrise. So we've got a bit in common, Grant, Denya and I.
So what's you going to ask me a question? I've got to get the answer.
Here we go. So there's going to be four questions. One of you will get to go first, obviously, with an answer. Okay. So it's not jump in, it's not buzzing. So okay. I'm going to start with Joey because it's just nice. He's the guest. Just be nice. Okay, so here is the question, and you're both going to submit an answer, but first you, Joey. Joey, name something people are often chased by in movies.
Police.
Good one. I've got that one. Spocked okay, in. So that's Joey. Now, Fev, what would you like to answer for that?
No, what?
You get...
he's got the... You can't do that. You've got to go to a different question.
No.
That's not how it works.
Let her run the game, please, Brendan.
No,
but I'm going to see which one comes up with the most popular answer.
It's a radio version.
Answer. It's my version. Hey, I'm the host.
You went first, so I would have said police as well.
Well, then neither of you have got the top... I'm giving you the chance now to get the top one.
So what do people get chased by? Cars.
Well, Fev, you've won, you idiot. See, you're fighting me.
But still,
Survey says, well, number one, monsters, but in at number two, cars, and in at number three, cops. So yeah, Fev's won that round. I'm so sorry, Joey. But he went, and he whinged all the way to his win. So
get around the rules and play the game.
So I get to go first.
Yes, this is your turn to go first. Okay, here we go.
I'm not competitive.
The next question. Fev, name something people like to do when listening to music.
Sing.
Okay, he submitted sing. Joey, what would you like to pop in?
I'd pop in dance.
Yeah, that's a good question. Good answer.
Okay, this is unprecedented. I don't have either of those, so you both get a second shot. Coming back to you, Fev.
What do people like to do when they...
Listen to music.
Listen to music. Hum?
Okay, he's got hum. Would you like something else, Joey?
Go to sleep.
Okay. That's exactly what it sounds like. Joey is the worst contestant in the history of Family Feud.
Okay.
Was I in it?
No, neither of you are in it. Do you want one more shot at that
one? Do another question.
Okay,
what was the top answer?
Well, clean, exercise, study, garden, eat. Okay, next
question. Wait for Joey to get one right, it'll be the old school 10 at 10.
Okay, can I give you another shot? Here we go. Now, Joey, you go first.
Yeah, sure.
Name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress.
Complain about their food.
Yeah, well done.
Well, that's Joey's coming. What's your answer?
I'm stuffed.
Okay, yeah, Joey, that's the number one response.
So now do we need a tiebreaker?
Yeah, so this is a tiebreaker now, guys.
Come on.
Okay. Okay, this is good. Here we go, Fev. Name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine. It's quite a hard one.
Yeah. Shoes?
Okay, you've said shoe. Joey, what would you like to...
A hat.
Excellent. Okay, they're both there, guys. Ooh. Shoe and hat are both on my list. Unfortunately, shoe was the top of the list.
Fev is the big winner.
Joey, I'm so sorry.
Bad luck. No, it's all right, you're all right.
Bad luck, duck eggs.
Well done, mate.
Well done, Joey.
It was a good effort. And as Joey was going to say shoe, it's just unfortunate I went to you first.
No, he wouldn't.
He said
that's how it works. We all got an equal go at number one.
I know, but I do feel for Joey.
It's a hollow victory. You've just beaten the worst contestant in the history of Family Feud, and you're proud of it. And it was close.
But as I told Joe, I went to the final round, and I did it with Jason Ackermanis, and we all got the top answers, and we won $20,000 for a charity.
Yeah,
whatever.
But again, bragging to the poor
guy.
Did I watch Monday, Fev? Oh, I was busy.
Yeah. I took out the 10K on Monday.
Yay!
Well done.
There he goes, Joey.
Chocolates to boiled lollies.
You've just listened to The Catch-Up, the most flexible way for you to get Fifi, Fev and Byron. For the most flexible internet you can get, it has to be iPrimus. Visit iPrimus.com.au.